everybody. Well, this is our Wednesday night PBS radio show. It's Grace and Lightship Healing. We're on station one tonight. Friday, Saturday coming up will be station two. Same time. So here we go. Let's clear the date here. The date is May 10th, 2017. And here we go, releasing this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, next let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here they come, so stronger, and we'll energize them, put peace into your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's good. Okay, and if you have a situation going on for today, clear that. So here we go, releasing it. One, two, three, four, and five. And our co-host tonight will be Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening. Welcome and welcome, listeners. This is Ron Ametron speaking, and the show is Creation Lightship Healing. Ron already did a healing for us in a few ways, actually. He cleared the energy off of the date. He cleared an issue. Hopefully you kind of thought of something on time for him to clear it. He tends to do that at the beginning of our radio shows, which is wonderful. So it's good to be a little prepared for with a request, I should say, because with the light being healings that Ron facilitates for us, we cannot say, oh, just heal everything, or you know what's going on with me or what's wrong with me. We have to request our healings all the time, and sometimes, you know, more than once even during one of the healings that Ron does for us. So we would love to get your questions, comments, testimonials, and you can send those to clsquestions@yahoo.com. You're welcome to send any questions you have about healings there, and when they're appropriate to be used on the radio shows, we will do that, and we appreciate and enjoy the messages, as does Ron. So you can send that email. Again, it's clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can click on the button that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page online. So, Ron, we still have quite a backlog, really, of questions and things from because we've had interruptions of you being at expos recently, and none of us gals have been able to get through all the things in the inbox. So hopefully our listeners are still listening for their questions, and and I'll just get to those, unless there's anything else you want to talk about first.
No, we'll just do that. That's great.
Okay. The first one actually is a more of a testimonial. And you have given us the wonderful self-empowerment clearing, and people like that a lot. So this listener wrote in about that healing. I have always been a giver and not that good at receiving. I recently started using the self-empowerment healing to change this. In the drop-down box, I selected resistance to change. Then in the description box, I explain how and where in my situation I need to start receiving help. Then they write in very specific, help with caring for a loved one, help with chores, help with home repairs, and I've been running this continually for a few days. Well, guess what's happening? Help has been showing up since I set this clearing up on my monitor. I will keep this going a few more days or until I feel less overwhelmed. Many thanks.
Great.
A lot of people do write in, Ron. I think often when they're finding the healings in the beginning and they want to know, what should I write in this box? And, you know, what does this mean? On someone had a question about the skin aura healing and what some of the options for healing mean. And I guess partly as you do the healings, it'll become clearer to you automatically, I would say. But also just like that person, that was a really good example, I would say, of what you should write in. And what I said at the beginning of the call, coincidentally, that you really need to be specific with the light beings. Is there anything else you'd like to say about that, Ron?
Just keep it simple. That's all. The clearings are made to be very simple. You write in the least amount of words possible with your situation, and then just do the clearing.
Okay. All right. Okay, another wonderful healing that I don't feel we talked about in a while is the natal barcode. And I'm just going to see, this is rather long, but somebody was doing their natal barcode clearing, and they wrote in my checking account and then the number of their checking account, because we do want to use a lot of, to clear that for a lot of numbers, then did the same for credit card. And then all these financial, you know, little windfall things started happening. Like they ordered something on Amazon that was supposed to be $24, but then the bill was only $4, and they said that you have a $20 as a gift. And then they cleared it again, and when they went to buy food, they gave her money back. And it, unfortunately, of course, that had to be corrected. Like they gave her money instead of charging her money. But it was very cool. And I was thinking, wow, they don't see my account anymore. And I'm getting invisible and then receiving money back. I'm going to keep doing this more often.
Yeah, very good. So you're going from a debtor to a creditor.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay. I think on a show you were talking, as you do, about the recurring event or problematic recurring event barcode removal, and somebody wrote in a suggestion that they have or been using it for money problems that repeat. So that's a suggestion, I guess, from one of our listeners. And... oh, and a question about the timeline crashes. Will they ever be unlimited? And they are. It's called the Advanced Timeline Crash, and it's on the website now. It's $150 for unlimited usage for life. So if you haven't checked that out yet, you will want to, because that's a really wonderful clearing to have. Okay, someone wrote in, I just listened to my second Contact Talk radio show. The date was November 14th, 2012. Ron put us in source energy and held it there for a while. It was incredibly relaxing for me. A heavy, relaxed feeling in my core. Wow.
Yeah, I can do that now. It may not be the same thing, but I'll turn off your emotional bodies. They'll be turned off throughout the show here, so that'll be basically about 50 minutes, 5-0. So here we go. Turn off your emotional body. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, it's off now. You feel a lot of peace. So for those who live in emotion. So back to you, Ann.
Oh, thank you, Ron. And if anyone was wondering if they would be helped by the emotional, whole life emotional clearing that Ron has on his website, this 50 minutes will be a great indication for you of how peaceful you can feel when you stop living in all that up and down of emotion. Will this work on archives, Ron?
No.
Okay. So thank you, listener, for sending in that you listen to a specific show, because Ron does ask for that every once in a while. All of these BBS radio shows that Ron does four times a week are also archived on the BBS radio page. And you can connect to the set of shows that Ron did on a different radio station through his website, creationlightship.com. So again, that show the listeners are recommending was November 14th, 2012. So thank you very much, listener, for sending that in. Okay. So I don't know exactly, well, someone's asking, Ron, New Earth question, are you going to do a New Earth call soon? And I don't know if that's something you had planned or talked about.
I don't think I ever talked about it or even planned it, so.
Okay.
I don't know what that even would be.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, interface that.
Do you want to maybe just describe to people what the New Earth is? Or let me ask you this. Are we all experiencing it now since you turned off our emotional bodies?
In a sense, I would say that would probably be what you would experience. Yes, uh-huh. I'd have
Great.
An emotion and feel freed up. Oh, it'd be kind of similar.
Right.
But you'd have to have your other bodies turned off, too. I'll turn off your feeling body. That's a big one for a lot of people. It'll bring you a little more peace. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Like I said, this will only work live on the show right now.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you for doing that. I have done the feeling and emotional body clearing, and I still felt quite a deepening of peace. Oh, I just wanted to mention that listener mentioned feeling like a heaviness at their core, and you have said that a few times, Ron, that when we're really in our bodies, I think a lot of people think, oh, we're going to feel light, but really you end up feeling a little heavier when your spirit's more in your body. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. That's a good way of putting it. I don't know how much heavier you would feel, but you'd feel probably more dense, which could also be heavy.
Right. Okay. And about, someone wrote in about the spirit in the box clearing that we did last month. I can think much clearer and can walk now without losing my balance. I feel my other spirit parts that are in need of rescue now, looking forward to the next spirit in the box healing call. So, of course, keep listening to the shows, and we will be announcing any healing calls that Ron is planning to do. And there is going to be a shackle removal healing call this month, on May 27th. So if you haven't already signed up for Ron's emails, you can do that on his website on the right-hand side, and we'll be sending out an email to remind everybody about that. But I just thought I'd mention it since it is this month.
It'll have a link on it when we get it set up here, or we send out something maybe within the next half a week. So you can just click on that on your email, and it will bring you into the PayPal page.
Okay.
And it's $20, and it'll start at 1 o'clock Pacific time to our conference call.
Yeah, and Ron has done this call for us before, and we always get so many really impressive testimonials from people who have done it, and it really makes a difference for us. Okay, so someone wrote in about the light infusion chamber. So they went to one of your recent expos, and they say the light infusion chamber is a must-do. Loved it so much. I saw light being doctors working on me. Thank you. So that's very lucky for that person that they can see things that, you know, that are happening. So here's a question from someone who did purchase the advanced timeline crash, and they got the instructions and everything, and then, but their question is, how do you know how many timelines you're on? Do you ever, does Ron ever tell us how many timelines to crash?
Well, that would be a difficult one. So how do you know? Just keep doing them. And, you know, if it's a big deal for you, you know, a lot of anxiety, a lot of emotions, a lot of fear, whatever, you're going to be on at least 500 timelines. And then, you know, maybe you also want to do the upside-down timeline to get rid of the program. That's bringing it forth into the now. Remember, the aliens need a program to use to replicate you onto a timeline. So if you put after your name upside-down timeline, that should clear that. So if you do 500 timeline crashes, the next do maybe 500 upside-down timelines. So that's the program that manifests you on the timeline. So just think of it that way. And then after that, if you feel like you're out there and you're being tortured somehow, that's the tangent timelines, you want to do maybe 10% of whatever you have done to get you off of those. So that's the way I would look at it, and just see how you feel afterwards. I know some people, to get rid of an issue, I think one person did almost a million of them, and they got freed up finally. So remember, this stuff is with you throughout your whole lifetime. So it's just not something that you came upon. If you have an accident, you know, like last week or something, you may be on timelines throughout your whole life of the similar situation. And also other things. So anyway, it's there's a lot to do, but, it, you know, you do get relief on it eventually after you clear it out. So, you know, even get rid of good things that you have on timelines, because you're still being used and abused somehow with that energy, and they can take you. So back to you.
Okay, so if I could just, you know, run something practical by you, Ron. You have said in the past that it takes approximately 5 minutes for one timeline to be crashed, even though that's not exact, because you said it could take 20 or 30 minutes for certain timelines, but that we could kind of guess that it's going to take about 5 minutes, and then you mentioned kind of making 500 a minimum amount, which I think is a good idea. So it would be a good idea to start out with 2,500 minutes, which is 5 times 5 of timeline crashing, and then we do that, uncheck the box, and ask, command the light beings to crash all timelines consecutively. Does that sound like a good idea?
I think we have instructions for that, don't we? Somebody's
text. We do, yes, we do have written instructions.
If anybody wants to have that, just send you know, a question about doing it consecutively.
Right.
Let's send it to CLS Questions at Yahoo, and we can, you know, pass it over to you.
Right, right. And, okay, good. I just, and you can turn on, you know, or rather leave on your computer, put a picture of yourself in front of it, and let it go. And then, you know, once you've done a chunk like that, then you kind of see how you feel and see if you need more on the same subject or a related subject. Okay, another testimonial and recommendation about a past radio show. Great CTR program on timelines/dreams. If you're looking for a very clear explanation of timelines or parallel lives and how this relates to dreams and lucid dreams, the CTR archived show, January 9th, 2013, is super clear. Kathy does a great job summarizing, but beware, Ron does not sugarcoat things, as he feels we've had enough of that. In this program, you'll experience the energy before the major 2012 abduction.
That must be a good one, huh?
Well, all those CTR shows are really good. So someone's asking that I know you recommended, I believe it was doing some alien oxygen code clearings before and after the spirit in the box clearing. Someone is asking, did you recommend a certain bundle? If you did, I don't recall that. Ron has some bundled clearings, which are wonderful. And so I certainly suggest that you check them out. And also we have a list of those on the CLS chat page. That has a lot of information on it, too, if you're a newer listener. Or you can send an email request to get the list of the bundle packages, if you like. Yes, I don't believe you did recommend a bundle thing. Okay, so Ron asked me to let him know that I'd be listening on a radio show. So, Ron, there's a listener listening now who is asking me to remind you to remove an entity. They're doing the death barcode removal, I guess, and there's an entity around them and that is trying to sabotage this person doing their healings. Does that sound familiar, Ron? Do you know who this is?
Yeah, so here we go, everybody. So we'll do it, everybody, too. So we're going to first take out what I would call it, be an alien shapeshifter. So you may have one, you may not, but we'll take out the magnifying glass and check you out. So here we go, releasing that energy. So one, two, oh, that's heavy, three. On a count to 100, so you should feel pretty good afterwards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Now we'll do one for entities. Here we go. These are the stubborn ones. I don't want to leave too much. So this energy, I'll count to 100 again. I have an issue, just think of it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Hopefully that helped out here. And I'm going to do one for in case there's somebody out there who might have a soul family member, the soul family that you belong to, those members, we'll call it, can come into your body as they share a certain frequency that resonates to you to be tagged. So here we go. Let's release that energy. So if you have a soul family member or many of them inside of you, because you want to experience life in your body and not the one they belong to, or maybe their body's dead, and they want to come into you because you're still living, giving you a bunch of stuff. Let's release those. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So those clearings will work three times on the archives. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you very much. Someone wrote in to say that you didn't recommend a bundle after the Spirit in the Box clearing, but you did recommend the magnetic and twisted body clearing. I remember that now, so thank you very much, listener. Okay, so this just came in. It's somewhat similar to what the other problem that we have on this planet, I guess, this person's writing about. I have aliens that scan my every thought. They are like an alien surveillance group. I catch them in my sleep from time to time. What can I do to disconnect from them? I just caught them again surveilling my mind. I have done the planet star removal, crown chakra, and the alien attack page. What do I do?
Well, like I always say, do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. As they found you because you're probably dealing with emotion, so you need to do that clearing first. That's definitely needed. And then find out where you're living, or is what other energetic body you're living with and through, and then do the whole lifetime clearing for that one, and it's half price. They say they did the alien attack page?
They did. They said they did do that, yes.
Okay, keep doing that one then. And, leave your computer on at night. It's your picture of you in front of your computer when you're sleeping. Put in something there, whatever you think it is, whatever page you think you need to clear. Remember, that alien attack page has a lot of information on it and a lot of clearings. So find out which one I think will give you the most benefit at night and leave it on all night. So back to you.
Okay. And then that reminded me, Ron, and I don't know if you would like to do this again on this show, but are there any aliens listening to the show tonight that might want to be released?
Okay, here we go. So this is to release the help of slave aliens that are here, and they get scanned before they get out of here, believe me. I won't get into details here, but anyway, here we go. So count to 100 again in case there's one inside of you waiting and waiting and waiting to release, or there's one that they're having come to your house right now for a visit to get out of here. I mean, you can't see them, but you can't see the UFOs and the ships up in the clouds that are flat bottom. They just don't appear to us. I'll give them away. How many are up there watching you or connecting to you? To the other person, you may want to do the pre satellite timeline crash, the head connectors also. Do those clearings. And, but there's a lot to it. So here we go. At least trapped aliens that are here. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Again, to the person who's under alien attack, also do the fatal barcode. That's how they connect with you when you're first born. That's your whole life plan with them. So get that off of you also. In that life plan, you know, they could have agreed to come into you at a certain time in your life. So clean that energy off, clean your name off, different tracking numbers that you may have. So that's the reason why you do all these clearings. So back to you.
Right, Ron. And, you know, you reminded me that I wanted to mention before the soul family clearing. You were saying that a soul family member can really mess with us, of course. And the soul family healing is so powerful. And one of the options on there is psychic billboard disconnection. And I run that all the time because I feel that it disempowered a lot of my soul family from thinking about me and kind of reading my billboard. So I really recommend that healing very highly.
That's good. And remember, the soul family that you belong to, those spirits, can come into your body, like I was saying. So they can come right into you, hop into your body without you even knowing it, and share your body with your own spirit, and maybe bring forth their situations that they would like to do, have a joyride in your body. That's their vehicle that they're here with now, and that'd be good for you. So back to you.
So you're okay, taking on their load. So, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, go ahead, Ann.
Okay.
Yeah, I just said it.
Okay. So we have a question now about the psychic billboard, and Ron, the psychic billboard I just mentioned is part of the soul family disconnection, and it disconnects what's on your billboard from your soul family, which is very, very powerful. But in addition, Ron has a monthly clearing called the Psychic Billboard that's really wonderful, especially as you go through your life and you want to be perceived or energetically read in a certain way that can benefit you. So we have some questions about that, Ron. How to know what is on my psychic billboard? How can my own spirit help in this? What should I ask my spirit, and how to know the message I received is actually from my spirit?
Your spirit probably isn't too involved with it. This is what you're doing. If you want to use another term there, this is kind of your, I don't use the word ego that often, but this is your way of, your emotional body, we'll just say, is your ego, just to make it kind of more simple. Your spirit doesn't care what you do, okay? Because it's in non-judgment. It's trying to express through creativity, but if you do some stupid thing, it's not going to really say no to you unless very possibly it could kill you instantly or something. It may come forward. So from there, just know that the psychic billboard is where you're living right now in your life, you know? Like I say, I have your friend tell you where you are. What do they think of you? What's your traits? You know, do you have any fears, anxieties? So that's what they're reading a lot of times. So just to give you an example, on the psychic billboard, you have three entries. One is where you are now. Let's just say that you're unemployed. So naturally, you're unemployed right now, but what do you want to be? Do you want to stay unemployed or do you want to have a job? And so typically you may want to have a job. So you put down that you want to change it, that you want to get a job. Then you write down the next box is what are other people thinking of you? Well, maybe you got fired from your last job and you told all your friends that you got fired. Let's say maybe because you stole a pencil from your job and your boss didn't like it and they fired you. So now you have all this negative energy from your friends. When you're trying to get a job, they go, oh, man, you got fired because you stole a pencil. So that's all their thoughts being imprinted on you. And you tell them that you want to get another job, and what comes up? That negative situation of you stealing the pencil. You want to clear their thoughts from you. Oh, so you put into that next box what they're thinking or what you're, you know, assuming that they're thinking, and then the box underneath that, how you want to change is you want to get a job. And the third box is, what are the aliens thinking of you? Well, maybe they just love to have you steal that pencil. Maybe one hopped into your body and you stole the pencil, you know? And now you got fired, and they love that emotion. So they don't want you to get a job because they want everybody else to torment you about stealing the pencil. You first start off, you know, where you are and where you want to go to. And so then you put it on there that you want to get a job, then, and you cleared all the negativity by having that stuff released from your friends thinking of you in a bad way. And then the aliens, you know, you put down that you want to have a job naturally. Then all of a sudden your energy around you will change. And from there, to see how you're changing in the next day or two, according to the way people perceive you. Because they're perceiving you according to your psychic billboard. You have to take baby steps to your goal. So, you know, after you now, we'll say you're working on this here, maybe it takes you a month to get rid of this. You have to get it again. It's $20 a month. So now you're on your second month. And you feel pretty clear because you can see the stuff leaving you and you don't resonate to stealing the pencil any longer. And all of a sudden now, within 2 weeks, somebody, you know, that you put your job application in for, they want to interview you. So, remember, this is baby steps. So what are they going to see when you walk into their office? You know, they even know about you stealing that pencil when you're in the waiting room. But hopefully that's erased from you. Okay? So now, are you going to be afraid that they might find out about you stealing the pencil? And they may look at you and say, well, in your last job, did you steal anything? And you go, oh, crap, yeah, I stole that 5-cent pencil, you know, that they got at the dollar store, you know. And so anyway, so you want to clear out everything. Normally, if you're kind of afraid, you know, about having a job, you know, that will show up in your psychic billboard, and somebody will read that. Your interviewer are going to read that. So you want to put something nice in there that you're a great person. You're always on time, you do great work, you know, and you got to move into this slowly. You may want to, you know, practice that, you know, maybe a week before you have the interview so that it's already in place in your billboard. You're going to walk in there, they're going to look at you and say, oh, you're hired. And you go, wow, how'd that happen? Well, they read your psychic billboard. They didn't have to talk to you. You're on time, you're a good worker, and, you know, you produce. That's all they want. And, so all of a sudden you get a job where before you'd have all this negative stuff attached to you. But anyway, that's the way it works. But you can't go in and say, I'm broke and I want to have $1,000 tomorrow. That's not really going to work for you, you know. It could happen, but typically, you know, you got to make baby steps. You might find a nickel or a quarter on the ground knowing that you're making progress toward your, you know, $1,000 that you want to have. But once you start, you know, moving forward and you can get that reinforcement and then, you know, check it every day or two, the people around you, and just see how they're responding to you. The response to you is going to change. So, anyway, I guess back to you. Oh, okay. I can go a little... so, now in the summertime, where I live, there's a lot of people that now I'm seeing at the gas stations, right, with their gas can, you know. So, you know, you look at them and you go, wow, you know, why would they drive, you know, middle of nowhere here, basically, and run out of gas and not have money for it, you know. So, you know, when you look at them, you know that all they want to do is get the money for whatever they want the money for. Maybe their gas is filled up in their vehicle, you know, but they got that gas can out there. And so, you know, you can look at it right away, up, just like your billboard is, I need money, you know, maybe I got to buy drugs or something, you know, who knows. But, you know, you look at them and you can tell if somebody's really needy or not by reading their psychic billboard. It doesn't lie to you. Well, that might be a clue for some of you. So, you know, and always have discernment, you know. And if you follow your heart, then you following your heart could put you into a bad situation, okay? So you always want to try to read that billboard to see what's really there. Back to you.
Right. And I would also just add, Ron, if you've got anything physical going on, you know, and you have to go out, the psychic billboard works really well for that, too, so people aren't looking at you like, you know, if you have a sling or a cast or something like that, because you already have something you're dealing with, so you don't want people looking at you, judging you, maybe feeling sorry for you, wondering what happened, and, you know, in other words, if there's something about you that might, you know, be attracting some attention, you don't want, the psychic billboard works really well to block that, too.
Oh, yeah, that's great, yeah. So, yeah, you know, you don't want any psychic attacks either. So, you know. And, wait, you probably go on and on that one, but we'll just get right. The next question here.
Well, it's like one of the emails I read earlier said, you know, being invisible. Sometimes you want to be invisible, and sometimes you want to, like if you're on a job interview, you want to, I don't know, show off, look good. You know, you have a reason, so.
Yeah, and you can also do a space clearing for that particular address and that department, you know, where you're going into. Not even have the person's name, you know, because naturally, they may tell you the person's name to see before you have the interview and put that on a space clearing. So you're clearing out his office or her office. When you go in there, it feels really good to you. And that can also help you. Remember, you're just cleaning off the energy. You cannot use anything to go against somebody's free will. So you can't put in there, oh, I want Joan Smith to hire me because I need the money. So I'm going to try to do a clearing on her so that she'll hire me. No, that's not going to work that way. Plus, what you're doing then yourself is that you want to go in there in neutrality. And if you go in the other thing, being too needy and wanting that person to hire you, then you're actually probably doing a psychic attack on them. Oh, well, that's another way to look at it, using your mind against theirs to see the battle of the minds to see if you can overcome theirs, so they say yes. So you're better off to go into neutrality and in peace with your psychic billboard saying what a great person you are. Let them read that, and all of a sudden they may, you know, you might be the one that gets the job. So, and also you may want to do the self-empowerment clearing, and that takes a while to do. I think it's a 6-week clearing, I believe, and get all that stuff out of you. It's like a Band-Aid clearing. So back to you.
Well, Ron, you can now purchase the self-empowerment clearing to have unlimited.
Oh, great. Okay.
It's really, really a great idea because there are so many options on there, and things continue, for all of us living in this world, continue to happen. And you can clear off mind control programs of all your different issues, your own negative thoughts of the different issues. It's really a wonderful, thorough clearing.
Are you able to read all those issues? Do you have it up? Or?
No, but I can put it up in one moment.
Why don't you read off what those issues are? And I'd like everybody to write down one that you don't have. This will be fun.
I think, it would be pretty, let me see, special, self-empower. Here we go. So there is a list of, I believe the number is 38, and I won't count them again. Oh, yeah, they're numbered, so I don't have to. Okay. And
that's way up either on there, too, in case you
I'm right.
One.
Yeah, so it's 39 counting other. So the issues are, I'll go from the bottom, not in harmony with spirit. Now, someone asked a question before about their spirit, so there you go. Desperation, fear of success, egotistical, worried about the future, discouraged, complacent, too naive, frustration, self-sabotage, self-doubt, not focused, pressured, unable to break through barriers, resistance to change, broken heart, anger, fear of failure, emotionally drained, family rejection, unloved, pushed, put upon, disappointment, unwanted, being used, betrayed, overworked, overwhelmed, stressed, unable to make personal connections, shame, disempowered, abused, depressed, being victimized, unworthy, stuck, paralyzed. Then, as if that is not enough, so that is what, how you're feeling, that's part one. But then you also choose the reason. What is causing my situation? And your options are my negative thoughts, people's negative thoughts, mind programs, alien mind control, spells, curses, hexes, websites, organizations, unknown, so something unknown, and finally, again, others. So if there's something more that you can think of that's not on the list, you can enter it yourself. So this healing, I believe, costs $50, and then it's another $50. Let me make sure I'm right about that. The cost. I know it's $50, of course, to have it unlimited. Yeah, it's $50 for 6 weeks' use, and then you have the option to pay another $50 and have it for unlimited use. And I know a lot of people have done that and really enjoy it.
So that clear when I put up to jumpstart people back into life again. Because there could be people listening who just are stuck. They try everything and they're stuck.
Right.
And so that's why I put it up, so that it could help people get unstuck. Like I said, it's a Band-Aid clearing for these different issues that you could have. The whole lifetime clearings that we have are not 38 of them like this. But they're probably going to be overlapping what's in there typically, okay? So, you know, if you're unemployed or you feel stuck or you don't know what to do and, you know, nothing's working for you, you know, this clearing I would probably do before you do the psychic billboard, at least get partway through this. And just start from the first one and continue on. What happens is, as you start releasing layers of stuff off of you, I don't know what that stuff is, and as you start getting more stuff off, you start having more clarity. So this I put out so people can get a jump start back into life again, the ones that are really, really stuck. And that's why it's six weeks in length to really hit it as many times as you like during that six-week period. And it should probably, if you're unemployed, it should probably land you a job. But you want to do the psychic billboard, you know, also, so that it will help you out. But don't get the billboard one first. You know, at least get this thing, you know, maybe two-thirds of the way cleared before you get onto the psychic billboard. And you got to keep working with it. Do all the issues. And then you should have some pretty good clarity, and it will allow you to kind of get this stuff off of you so you can get jump started. So back to you.
Also, Ron often says, you don't know what you don't know. And I think that's one of the powerful things, one of the many powerful things about this healing, because it has things on here like alien mind control, spells, curses, hexes. You may, likely have no idea that maybe somebody is outside of you is attacking you in some way, mind programs. So that's, I think, just, you know, one of the added benefits. So another, and a plug for really doing it thoroughly. Like, don't think, oh, I don't have that. That's not happening to me. Just run it through anyway. Okay, somebody wrote in very helpful and kindly to the person who has an alien surveilling them, run the alien remote viewing disconnection clearing. And that is an excellent idea. That is one of Ron's many free clearings that he has on his website, creationlightship.com. And if you go to the upper left, there's a drop-down box with all the free healings on it, and you'll find that one there. That's a wonderful idea. Okay. Somebody wrote in, great clearing tonight, Ron. I run the entity Release Clearing and Shapeshifter on the alien attack 24/7, but still felt these clearings greatly. I've got to get that soul family clearing. I have an old sister who comes to me. She did that dark side ascension back in 2012 and cannot seem to get her energy off me. Thanks, Ron.
Great.
Yes, I would second that one. Get that clearing. It's a good one. Okay, a question about your dark practitioner mind control clearing, Ron. Is this person able to use that clearing to clear off healings they have done, they've performed on repairing grid lines and grounding themselves with a pillar of light?
Yeah, you could probably put the, I guess what you're asking is you were connected to a group organization or somebody on the net who wanted to run channel energy into people to do this event. That's what I'm guessing, okay? So from there, yeah, you want to put that practitioner's name in there because they were the ones directing the aliens to come to you. And so put their name in release it. Even if it's you that decided to do it on your own, you heard about it, then you could have done this energy to yourself. So, you know, put your own name in. In fact, if you have that as an unlimited and people are listening, put your name in there and just see if you get cleared off, because it will take stuff off of you too. And so, yes, you want to release yourself from that, especially the grid lines. Boy, that could really tie you up. You know, we have a grid line clearing and a ley line clearing on the website. The ley lines are mainly energies from, we'll say, natural energies in a sense that people can douse and detect to find water typically. And maybe other things too. But that's more of an earth energy, where the grid lines is how the aliens want to section off different locations. So maybe they have your block sectioned off with this GPS unit, and whoever gets into that block that you're in, you all have a certain mindset because they're transmitting that to you. And you can notice that even if you go from county to county, maybe in the rural areas this is there. I don't know about the big cities, but you know, if you're in a rural area and it says, you know, welcome to Hicksville, you know, and you just left, you know, we got it going, you know, town, right? The town that's we got it going just left, and now you see that sign up, welcome to Hicksville or something, and all of a sudden you go, man, this energy just feels awful here, you know? I like we got it going better in that town, you know? So you can actually feel the difference, and it's controlled by aliens. So the other flip side of that is that they can want you to stay in your town forever. You try to look for a job, you get your paper out, and it goes, man, you know, and you're living in Hickstown, and it goes, man, we're, or Hicksville or whatever, we're, you know, there's a great job for me, and we got it going town, you know? And you go, man, I can't go there. You know, I'm afraid of that town. Well, that's because they got you mind controlled of it. You have to go there. And so you just stay where you are, and you're going down the rabbit hole even further, and you're probably suffocating because you have no life, you know, with that life force energy. So that's what happens. So anyway, that's how they tag you also. And also doing the nail barcode could probably help you with that, because all this stuff is put in place, you know, maybe before your birth, but probably want to control you. But I guess our time's getting close here. Yeah, I got 55 after, so we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. And here we go. So you have to command your spirit out loud to do this. So here's what you want to say. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Very, very simple. And for the newbies, we count from 10 to 1. If you're an old bee doing this for a couple of weeks, you can do 3, 2, 1. It works the same. But it's nice to feel the energy at first so you know that it's working. And you're opening up that channel to have it go down into your heart. So here we go. We're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you do this every hour, you're going to feel great. It puts you in peace. And if you do it a lot like that, then get a day planner, because you're going to be out of time and peace. Remember, when you're in time, you're on timelines. When you're in peace, where the timeline has stopped and or you're disconnected from that timeline, then automatically the aliens probably aren't going to want you because you're not reacting to them. So this will put you in peace, and if you notice, you can't think. You're probably thinking because I'm talking to you now, but you won't be able to think when you're in the present moment. Okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Ann, and thank you, people who are listening to this BBS radio show on Wednesday nights. Bye, everyone.